there's going to be first a North Star purpose. Like, what do you really live for? And that doesn't have to come through today. Okay. That's something that can be a long-term project that you discover and rediscover and evolves. Because again, great characters evolve. Purpose can change totally and will change. But think about, what is it for you in this moment? If you don't know your purpose, maybe your purpose is discovering your purpose. So your purpose is self-discovery right now. Does that make sense? If you have a clearly defined purpose, and that can be something as simple as, I want to get my business off the ground. Completely, completely okay. It's going to evolve and expand over time. Maybe it's, I want to ascend up the spiral. I want to ascend into tier two. My purpose is development, in other words. On the internal path, purpose can be, of course, less rigidly defined. And it can be something like, in my case, my purpose is essentially insight. It's not flying humanity to Mars. It's just insight. Like, direct understanding of reality. That's my whole purpose. That's why I choose to do this work, because it informs my own understanding. Through teaching, I learn. So I gain more understanding through the process of teaching. So I've organized my life around that purpose. Make sense? And you can see that if that purpose is out of place, if it's not clearly defined, then our energy is kind of going in all kinds of directions. It's like, well, you could work on anything. You could, there's endless options. Where do you want to travel to? When I started traveling, I was like, I don't know. Tell me a good place. And just start traveling. Now, it's like, oh, I'm going on this retreat on these dates to meet with this teacher. I have this thing to do. It's very clear. And if something isn't feeding the purpose that I'm living for in this, at this time, there's really no desire or need to go. It's like, just to travel. Not anymore. You know, at a certain point it was more like along the lines of self-discovery and exploration. And that's what I did. But purpose changed over time. So a couple points piggybacking on the discussion that we were having. The point's not to say, like, you know, Kyle, I asked you why does that matter? The point's not to say it doesn't matter or that that shouldn't be your purpose. The point is to say, continuously, forever, ask why. Why does this really matter to me? And the goal, for example, if I say, like, my purpose is to be a teacher. Well, why do I want to teach? I had to think about that and say, well, I really love articulating ideas and figuring things out. I like connecting dots. That's like what I feel most natural at and what I enjoy the most and what I tend to just do all day for free in my head. So if I can turn that into a path in life, great, right? The deeper thing is like, well, why would I want to turn that into my path in life? Like, what is it about that do I really enjoy? And at the core of that, what I found was insight and understanding. That wasn't an idea in my head, like, oh, I should like insight and understanding because, like, that's a cool thing to like. It was like, when I struck on that, it just came alive in my system. There was a tangible energy to it, like it leapt out of me. That's kind of what you're going for. You're trying to press the deepest button that you have and continuously asking why does this matter to me? Not assuming anything, like making the assumption that, well, if I inspire people, then they can become who they are. And then we can all collectively become who we, those are all assumptions of things that may happen in the future. Rather than making assumptions, just bring it back to yourself. Not assuming this is how the world might be if I do this, not assuming anything other than what's absolutely true right now in this moment. That's how you're going to find it. Not that any of those things aren't true, they could be. But the way that you find the, you know, to use a cheap word, authentic purpose, North Star, imperative is really the word. It's an imperative. Like, you can't not do it. That's the thing that we're looking for. And like I said to you, Simon, revisit this, continue questioning, continue asking why, continue distilling this down to its essential form forever, forever, and watch how it evolves over time. It's not that it feels good. It's that it literally moves you. Like you feel the energy come alive. It's not like, oh, that's nice. You know, it's not that kind of thing. And that aliveness doesn't always feel good. You know, it can feel scary too. It can feel all kinds of ways, but it's more of like an energetic direction. Your whole, again, an imperative. It's like the imperative that we keep going back to, like the apple seed, right? The imperative that the seed has to become the fruit or become the tree. That's a like baked in to its DNA imperative that nature moves through it. So we all have a force of nature that's animating us. We're just tapped into it in varying degrees. And if you wanted another like more accurate definition of spirituality, one that I've looked at is the degree to which that force of nature moves through you, right?